This is the Maine Public Broadcasting Network. Maine has a new accountable care organization, and it's the largest commercial ACO in the state. Anthem Insurance and Eastern Maine Health Systems Beacon Health say the goal is to lower costs and improve health care for about 40,000 Anthem members. While there are some potential financial risks for providers, EMHS and Anthem say patients have everything to gain. It's the Affordable Care Act that created accountable care organizations, or ACOs. The idea behind them is to tie healthcare reimbursements to overall health quality versus itemized procedures or services. Doctors and hospitals band together to coordinate patient care, and they're rewarded financially when that care is high quality and efficient. This ACO between EMHS, Beacon Health, and Anthem includes 15 hospitals and 400 primary care providers across 67 Maine cities and towns. EMHS Vice President of Network Development Mike Donahue says his organization is committed to hold the cost for health services flat while improving outcomes.
Essentially, this is a one-year arrangement, which we hope to transition into a multi-year arrangement.
For its part, Anthem will provide some money up front to providers to invest in improving care, things like hiring nurse care coordinators to call patients in between visits to make sure they're taking medications and meeting their health goals. Anthem already does this under its Enhanced Personal Care Program for about half the primary care providers in the state. The addition of the EMHS ACO brings that number to about 75%. Spokesman Rory Sheehan says Anthem also shares data with physicians.
This helps them identify gaps in care and whether or not a patient is taking the medication that they should be taking. So basically, in a way, you know, we're able to help complete the full picture for physicians with some of the information that we have available to us.
Accountable care organizations aren't new to EMHS. They established a pioneer ACO in 2012 for Medicare patients. Since that time, emergency room visits are down about 3% and hospital admissions are down 21%. At the same time, primary care visits increased nearly 24%. But while improving care, EMHS didn't meet all of its cost requirements and received a penalty of about $3 million. Mike Donahue says as a result of that experience and a younger patient population in this ACO, he expects a different outcome.
For this particular population where we can be as successful and potentially even more successful.
One other challenge with ACOs is there's a big time lag between when a provider gives care to a patient and when the reimbursement arrives, at least a year. Donahue says it shows how important it is for healthcare to transition away from the traditional fee-for-service model.
If you're the payer, you have to see, okay, this is going to be successful, therefore I'm willing to upfront more.
Despite the financial risks for healthcare systems, EMHS Director of Care Coordination Tori Gattani says patients have only to gain from ACOs.
And hopefully what they're gaining is a better outcome in their healthcare and in their experience with their healthcare providers.
For MPBN News, I'm Patty White.